Nice dress. As soon as they have a break, Malou and most of the other girls from the class go to Gabriella and Rose's table. Cara stands up too, but there is no room for her around the table because all the other girls have formed a circle. Cara almost has to push her way in. Cara thinks it is really nice that they're all being kind to Gabriella. If Julie had been there, she would have been the one to speak to the new girl. But now, it is Rose's assignment. I've changed school a lot of times because my parents travel a lot, Gabriella says, and starts listing a lot of different countries she has lived in. How cool, Malou says, impressed. Have you lived in Spain? Gabriella does not answer her, but she tells them she has lived in Greece for a month. How cool, Malou says quietly. Julie is in Greece right now. Who's Julie? Gabriella asks. Cara is just about to tell her that Julie is their good friend and that she's really good at being nice to everyone. But Rose answers instead. Julie won't be back until next week. You're actually in her seat. Gabriella jumps up. Oh my God, sorry, she says, with big eyes. I didn't even know. The other girls explain to Gabriella that it is okay for her to sit in Julie's chair. Cara nods. She thinks it is important to make Gabriella feel welcome in their class. And it is exciting that she's lived in so many different places in the world. Cara suddenly feels like she's very boring. She has only lived in one place her entire life. During lunch, Rose and Gabriella walk to the cafeteria together.